Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. When you start your day, what I want you to realize is that you have a choice. You have, out of all the choices, all the infinite choices you will have during your day, during your life, probably the one that is most important is the choice of how you decide to start your day. What is the intention behind your day? What is the intention behind the movement that you're making? The actions that you're taking. What is your intention? Is it to simply just go to work, pay a bill? Is it to, you know, advance your life? Is it to enjoy the moment? How you start is what sets the tone for how your day goes, how you feel, your happiness. So when you start your day coming from a place of not being present to yourself, to the infinite gifts that you have, to being grateful for life, health, love, opportunity, abundance. If you're not starting off from a place of acknowledging those things, but rather starting off from a place of complaining, from feeling like I'm tired, feeling like, why do I have to go to this job? I don't want to go to this job. Feeling like I don't want to go to school. Whatever it is that you feel is, you know, a reason to complain, to whine and cry and nag. If that's your come from in the morning, then how in the world are you going to enjoy the rest of your day? And if you're eventually spending each and every day of your life like that, what do you think the culmination, the sum total of your life is going to look like? It all starts with how you begin your day. What intentions do you have for the day? What emotions are you starting out your day with? And it's a choice. It doesn't matter how quote unquote sucky your life is. It doesn't matter the cards you've been dealt. You know, yeah, you can look around and compare your life to other people, but that doesn't serve you because that won't change a damn thing. But what you need to do is look at your life, take responsibility for what you have, claim it as yours. This is your life. This is my life. So let me make the best out of it. Let me acknowledge the beauty in my life because no one else will have it. No one else will have my life. So let me own, just like you would own yourself in you being a completely unique and amazing individual, the same thing goes for your life. You need to own that. Own that this is an expression of who you are. So you must love it, accept it, realize that it is unique and special. And once you do that, then it becomes a beautiful experience rather than something you're just doing simply to survive. But it all starts with you choosing to begin your day from a place of gratitude, from a place of happiness, from a place of, yeah, even though you may not really want to go to that job, being thankful that you have a job, being thankful that, well, you don't have to go to that job. You can do other things. You can create your own business. You can start a different job. You can, you know, it's infinite opportunities there for you when you're focused and you're really up to creating it. you know? So if you're really waking up in the morning doing something that you don't want to do, then you again have the choice to begin from a standpoint of creating that which you want. You can wake up this morning, tomorrow morning, and say to yourself, well, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. I really don't enjoy this. I don't like doing this every single day. How can I change it? What can I do to wake up every day feeling excited about where I put the majority of my time and energy? But it's a choice. And when you make a choice that is proactive and coming from a place of really making you happy and adding value to your life and contributing to the world in a big way, then you truly captivate the essence of personal fulfillment and happiness. But it starts with the intention of realizing that you must be accountable for the day. You must be accountable for your life. And when you wake up in the morning, that is the reset to a new opportunity of the day, right? You wake up and it's a new opportunity here, a new way to start your life. So how are you going to start it? Let's start it with gratitude. Let's start it with being happy for the things that we have, even though there are parts of it that are not favorable to us, that are not ideal for you. But yet, it serves as somewhat of a blessing because you're doing it for a reason. You're doing it for a reason. You're going to that crappy job because it's providing you a paycheck, which is providing you food, shelter, and clothing, which is providing you with being able to pay for certain hobbies and passions that you have, right? And also has the opportunity for you to take some money and reinvest it in your own business if you do not like the job you're at. So you have choices and realize the power in your choices. Don't just continue to live your life just because. Live your life with the intention of fulfilling the things you dream about most. So it all starts, though, with realizing that you have a choice every single morning. You have a choice every single moment. The morning is the ideal, you know, situation of resetting, right? Because you sleep for 5 to 8 hours. Your mind gets its rest, your body gets its rest, and then when you wake up, the sun comes up again, the birds are chirping, everything is anew, and that is a good opportunity for you to think and contemplate these thoughts. But in reality, every second, every moment is an opportunity to contemplate those thoughts, to think about how you want to, what's the intention? How do you want to live this life you have? Because, you know, yeah, we can talk about the spirituality and you know, living many lives, you know, after this one. But we don't know that for sure, right? We don't know that for a fact. The only people that know that for a fact are those who have lived it, those who have lived it and remember it, you know, living multiple lives. But since we don't know that, all we do know is that we have this life. So that being said, instead of fantasizing and thinking about the afterlife or the next life, let's focus in on the life that we know that we have. So live this life with the intention, with the realization that this might be it. So how are you going to live it? What are you going to do? Are you going to live it just going to this mundane job that sucks or doing this thing every day that you really don't like? Or are you going to find ways to get what you need but also create what you want. Regardless of what society says, regardless of what your friends and family think, because that doesn't matter. But remember, it only starts with you taking responsibility for your day, for each moment, for each second, and for your life. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.